So we can start Perikov Tess. Perikov Tess, you should understand, is called the emotional Perik of Tanya. Because, whereas the Baal Tanya is the preeminent mind over emotion, that's his thing, Mayach Shalat Al Alev, this Perik is the exception. This Perik is how to battle head on with the emotions. So this perek is much more similar to classic Chassidish Sfarim, unlike Chabad, which is primarily mind, sichlit. This is very much of an emotional perek. So he just finished talking about the fact that we allow ourselves to get put down, and whether it's from extraneous thoughts, he's encouraged us to fulfill the mitzvah of Leis HaSurach HaLevavchem. The fact that we haven't arrived at the various madrigas that we would have liked to have arrived at. So now, he gets into literally stuff that we feel on a daily basis. Perikov Tes, page 70. Ach oid achas tzorech loshis etzis benafshes habenim. There's one more thing that we need to acquire advice for the souls of the benanim. Asher the pomim v'itim rabim. Sometimes, and for many of us, many times, yesh lehem timtum alev, we suffer from a disease called a stuffed heart. Lack of emotion, lack of interest, no feelings. Shenase ke'evin, we become cold like a stone. V'lo yochel liftoyach libay b'shum oifim la'avoyde shebelev zu tefillah. And where is the primary symptom? How does a person know if they're suffering from this disease? The greatest manifestation is that when it comes to davening, it means nothing to us. We cannot get into davening at all. That is a bona fide, that is the form of diagnosis of, there's no blood test. But this is the diagnosis. If a person suffers from timtum alev, they can't daven. V'gam lepamim, another symptom, is layuchal lihilochim im hayetzer. The person finds it extremely difficult to battle with their evil inclination, likadesh atzmei b'mutalei. Remember, we're not talking about a guy who, God forbid, ever does an aveira. I mean, who writes svarim about those people? That, you know, that's for Reb Nachman. But here, we're talking about people who, we said earlier, never do an aveira, right? But they can't garner the strength to live in the world of the permissible in a sanctified way. That's where their struggle is. That's where they can't get it. So what should they do? Mipnei kavdu shebelivei, and it's because of this heaviness in their heart. So they can't daven, they can't sanctify themselves in the permissible. V'zoyis hi etza hayeutza b'zoyer hakadosh. Here is the solution that is brought in the Holy Zoyer. To Amarav, Misifti b'ganed, Rav, who is the Rosh Yeshiva in Gan Eden, whoever this particular rabbi is. You gotta imagine, probably went to Philly. Oh, Dele Salik Bein Nahira, Mevachin Le. The Zohar says, a piece of wood that has a hard time catching fire. So anybody who's ever made a campfire, or anybody who's ever had a fireplace, knows that if the fire is not catching on, you gotta pound the wood, crack the wood. No, as gufa, back up to the top of the next page. Gufa delay salig be nahira dinishmasa, a body that the light, the flame of the neshama is not taking hold of it, mevachinle, it needs to be beaten. Sounds a little bit scary. Pirish, what's going on here? So explains the Baal Tanya, what's the Zohar mean? Pirish noira dinishmasa, what kind of light of the neshama are we talking about? She'oira neshama ve'haseichel einem meir kol kach limshel al chumri yeshebegov. Here's what's going on. Again, always keep in the back of your mind the image that he painted in the earlier Prakan. We got a battle going on here. There's a war. It's a war between two forces that want to own this body. The Nefesh HaBahami, physical soul, and the godly soul. And one of the ways that he instructed us to get the godly soul to master this city, as he called it, is through seichel. You got to involve the mind in pondering the greatness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But if that brilliant light of the neshama is not able to override and rule over the crass physicality of the body, the flame is not catching on to the body. Now, we're not dealing with a body. Clearly, the flesh of the body is not gonna become engulfed in flames here. We're not talking about the flesh. We're talking about the drive of the body. The drive of the body is not catching on. Referring to the Nefesh HaBahami, remember he said the Nefesh HaBahami is not evil. Nefesh HaBahami is a drive. And it should be able to be ignited by the air of the seichel. It's not catching on. Then you gotta, this drive of the Nefesh HaBahami has become too powerful. Okay? Let him see. He explains. He elaborates. What's going on here is four lines from the top. Va'av Shem Maven. You got a guy who actually, you know, he's learned. He understands. Umizbeinu b'sichlai. And is able to sit for a while and ponder b'gdudas Hashem. Lofty thoughts, greatness of HaKadosh Baruch. But einoy nitvas v'nidbak b'moichek kolkach. It doesn't grab hold. It doesn't cleave enough to the person's brain to the degree sheyuchalim shalachumrias halev, that it's able to rule over the crass physicality of the interests of the heart. Machmes chimriyusan vigasusan, because of their strong, powerful crassness and the drive of the physical interests. Ve'asiba, the reason it can't take hold, the reason it can't master it, hu gasus haklipa. It's the arrogance of the force of darkness. Shemagbia atzmel or kedushas nefesh of the kiss, that lifts itself up over the holiness of the godly soul, umasteres umachshech, and it darkens its light. So what's going on here is like this. Again, you got to have the image of the two forces. Okay, each one of these two forces wants to own and operate the body. When the definition of the Nefesh HaBahami, of the physical drive, becomes so overbearing that the Neshama can't speak its mind, then the Nefesh HaBahami is taken over. Now notice, the person never transgressed an Aveira. He's never actively done anything wrong. And nonetheless, it becomes a question of identity. So, I can allow my talent to fill me with arrogance. I can allow my money to fill me with arrogance. I can allow my position to fill me with all these kinds of things that are associated with the Nefesh HaBahami become so primary that the Neshama has no voice. So what do you do? Ulizois. For this reason. Tzorich levatsha ulashpil. You got to beat it up and humble it. Offer to the earth. Da'ayinu, that is the kvoya itim, to set designated times, lahashpil atzmai, to humble oneself. Liyis nivze b'ein of nimas, to become disgusted with oneself. Now again, he's not talking about suicide here. Okay? He's talking about the recognition of how did I go so far that I allowed this self-definition to rise and become so prominent to the point where I'm totally out of touch with my neshama.
I think at that point, then the neshama must be saying something.
Otherwise, it wouldn't bother him.
Yeah.
Right. Kakosa v'lev nishbar ruach v'nishbara. He has sitracha. What is it? We're talking about breaking the dark side. Shehi ha'odam atzmai bebeninim. Now he reveals a tremendous yisoid. What are we breaking? We're breaking the person themselves in the persona of the Beinoni. Why? Shenefesh hachiyunis hamechaya haguf hi betakva ketoldusa. Because as we said earlier, the definition of a Beinoni is that the nefesh abahami, the that which energizes the physical body, is vibrant and healthy as it was when he was born. Believe me, he's done nothing. The guy's an amazing tightrope walk. He's able to get away without ever transgressing anything, but his nefesh abahami is as intact as it ever was. Guys, you don't see New York written all over this. I'm sorry, I don't mean to be this, but they feed the system.
Yeah.
Every convenience, every indulge and allow yourself to have every convenience with a heksher on it, you know, without any work, without any toil, and then they wonder why they're not developing spirituality. Because there's no bitush, there's no work required. Nimtze, he all the matzah, what comes out is that the person, when you ask the question, who am I? The definition of self is left right where it was. Ay, v'ala nefesh al kishabai. Where's the godly soul? Where's his position? Never. About it we say, nishama shenasata bi toiri. That soul that you placed in me. Well, who is the me? The neshama you placed in me. Clearly, that's not the neshama. Then the me is the body. What that clearly states is that the person himself is not the neshama. Ki im bitzadikim, except for the select few holy people. Shebahem on Klal Yisrael. Shebahem ul lehepech. Sheneshama toira shenefesh adikis yodam. By them, it's exactly the opposite. By those great people, the neshama, which is the godly soul, is the person. V'gufam nikra b'sara adam. Those people, their body is called the flesh of the person. The person is the neshama. How do they refer to their body? They refer to it as the flesh of the person. U'kamai me'hilal. Find it in the Gemara. Hilal Azakin said, l'talmidav, he said to his students, k'shay ha'ilach lecho, when he said he was going to eat, Hayayim, he used to say, I'm going to do an act of kindness with the impoverished one. Ugufai, that was talking about his body. It was like a foreigner. His body was foreign to him. This is how Rabbi Friedman has a piece where he talks about how it was that Hillel went up on the skylight there when Shmaya Vavtalion were teaching. So Hillel went up and it started to snow. He said, what was this? Hillel was a Mabed Atzma L'Das? It was a suicide potential. What was Pshat? He says, no. Hillel's definition of self wasn't his body. Hillel's definition of self was his soul. And his soul was alive when it was listening to Torah from Shema Vavtayin. It happens to be that wherever he went, he dragged his body with him. But it was totally secondary to how he defined himself. And therefore he said he was doing an act of chesed with the fact that he fed it. Because as far as me, my self-definition, he said he was his godly soul. Look at this. Because it itself, only the godly soul, sustained his body. His godly soul sustained his body. Rabbi Aaron LeBelzer, the Belzerov, was not physical. It was not physically possible for him to live the years that he lived with the amount of food that he ate. Ate a few spoons a day. But that's not what sustained him. She'arash ha'yib nefesh ha'chiyunis ha'malaveshes b'doma yubsorei nishapech l'toiv. Because the evil, the bad, that existed in his case, or in all of our cases, in our physical soul, which is in the blood and in his flesh, that was transformed into goodness. It is by righteous people, it becomes transformed into godly energy. Aval bebeinani, but when we're dealing with us beinanim, halavai. Me'acha shemuhusa v'yatzmusa shal nefesh achiyunis habahami yishemisit re'acha amulaveshes b'dome b'soy loy ne'epach l'toyv. Since in our case, the essence of the physical drive, our animalistic drive, that comes from the dark side, which is in our blood and soul, it was not transformed at all. It remains ultimately as our self-definition. There's such an easy way to tell where we're at. In the morning, when we're in bed, and we don't want to get out of bed, listen to the conversation that's going on in your head. One voice says, I want to stay in bed. What does the other voice say?
You need to get up.
You need to get up. Yeah. Very clear sign where we're at. Can you imagine being in the other way? I would probably freak out if the voice said, I want to get up and daven, and the other voice said, no, you really should sleep a little bit longer. Right? They would send us in. They call the guy with the little white coats. V'im kein, that being the case, u'rochek, such harsh words, when we contemplate what we just discussed, then we are distant from God at the epitome of distance. He says, you know how dangerous what we're walking around with is? Our animal soul desires things that are forbidden. We've done nothing about conquering our animal soul. And that animal soul even wants things that are forbidden. Shem neged ritzoinu yisbroch, that are contrary to Hashem's will. Av she'ene misavah la'saisim b'poil mamash chas v'shalom, even though none of us would ever think of actually doing them, but we awful lot think about wanting to do them. Whereas when it comes to real tzaddikim, they're revolted by it, they're sickened by the thought. And by us, we think about them. We don't think about doing them, but we think about them. Ubazel, look at these words. Five lines in. On 72. Ubazel hu gerua umeshukitz umesuav. We're revolting, we're disgusting, we're sickening. We're worse than trefa animals and creepy crawly things. Why are we worse?
How can you say this, the last
pair,
contradicting everything you
say? Right, so he's going to explain. Why are we worse? See, he explained this already earlier in the earlier prakim. Because no rat can violate God's will. They don't have bechira. And our nefesh abahami has bechira. So what's he saying? He's saying like this, that even if we don't contemplate actually doing these things, but the fact that we acknowledge that in our being there is a force that wants to do these things, that tells us that we got a long way to go. That's all he's saying. Says, I'm a worm, not a man. You're gonna ask the question that there are times when we really do have a really gishmak davening. The person should say to himself, how true was that? Isn't it true that, you know, a few minutes after davening passes, we're right back where we were before we started? So it doesn't hold. Now, remember, we're in the midst of an exercise, meaning you have to remember that this is not something that's allowed to pass through our minds during the day or at times while we're davening. This is only an exercise that we're allowed to do when we set designated times to do it. Okay? Remember, he said that specifically. Because if it ever occurs to anybody during the day or while they're trying to do avoda, you can know for sure that that is the force of darkness just trying to get them down. So it's critical that we remember that this exercise that we're doing, you know, there's a little sign on it that says, don't try this at home. This has to be during designated times when the person recognizes, uh-oh, I'm off. I'm not feeling. There's something wrong with my avoda. Then the person has a right to sit down and make an appointment with themselves and beat up on themselves.
This is what you're supposed to go through.
This is the exercise to go through during that designated beat-up time. But this is not stuff to do casually while you're driving to work.
What if you take the bus?
Then you'll get beat up in other ways. Now, right after the brackets. Ubefrat kishiyizkut tumas nafshe b'chatas nurim. Let's take the exercise even further, especially when a person remembers how they contaminated their soul with sexual indiscretion, v'apgam she'osa bil yoinim, and the tremendous damage that does above. And you're going to argue, so what? That happened 25 years ago. But v'shamu l'maylam yazman, when you're talking about the begamim that were done above, that the worlds above are not bound by time. So as far as God is concerned, ukilu pogam v'nitma hayoyim chas v'shalom, it's as if it's happening right now. Mamish.
What happened to Yom Kippur?
V'av shekvar osa tshuva nechayna. Even though he did true tshuva on Yom Kippur, he's always cheating. Hare ikara tshuva b'leiv. True. But tshuva's got to be in the heart. V'alev yesh by b'chinas of madregas rabbis. He says, this is actually a really beautiful thing about tshuva. The heart has many different levels, the emotions. And each time we do tshuva, it's got to be commensurate with who we are today, not who we were with when we did it. Because remember, if it's happening now, right, then the tshuva I did 10 years ago is inadequate for who I am now.
But you get to a point you have to let go.
Right. Well, the fiyazman v'amokim, and not only is it according to who I am, but it's also commensurate with the time, meaning Elulin, you know, Aseres Yemei Tshuva is supposed to have a deeper tshuva. And according to the place, you know, when you're in a holy place, you're supposed to be a deeper tshuva. So tshuva, it has so many different varieties associated with it. By somebody saying, you know, I clapped al chet for this 20 years ago, and therefore I am free from any responsibility, well, that doesn't hold water. Gidul yoydim. Ulachain, therefore, what's the point of all this? Keeping in mind, this is like the flashing light in this parrot. Ulachain, achshav b'shozu, now at this time, sheroya ba'atzma de leisalik ben nahir de nishmosa. If a person seeing that they cannot get the flame of the neshama going, that there's something wrong, that we're just dead, we're spiritually numb, that's a good word, we're numb, so then, Michlal Shayyim Leniskab the Tshuvasai. Look at this. He says, instead of seeing it as a negative, see it as Hashem calling out and saying, you know, moment has come for us to deepen the Tshuva that we did. You know why you're numb? Because now, with who you're at now, the indiscretion you did, it's getting in the way again. You've grown to such a madrega where the chait that you did years ago is now coming between you and me. You need to now go back and readdress that wrong. That's one way of thinking about it. Or another way of thinking about the numbness. Look at this. Again, he always manages to turn things into something that you could do something about. Shereitzim la'aloysa the tshuva ilo ayoysam yom kudaliba. The Rabbi Nishalim is trying to reach out to him to bring him to a higher, deeper tshuva. Now again, he says, look at this. David the Melech was the one who said that his heart has been emptied of sin. And nonetheless, David the Melech says, V'chatasi negdi samet. I keep my chait in front of my eyes at all time. Well, that means that he recognized that as he grows, he needs to go back and readdress and do tshuva for the things that he did at one time. You're going to say, "V'gam mishunaki machatas nu'urim achamurim." Maybe there are people who never got involved in those kinds of sins. Yosim aliboy. Nonetheless, the person must pay attention, To fulfill the words of the Zohar that says that each person has to be a master of accounting, not a CPA, but to do an accounting with themselves. Mikol ha-machshavos va-diburim va-ha-maisim shecholfu va-avru, for all the thoughts and the words and the actions that have transpired from the time we came into the world till today. Can we, by any stretch of the imagination, can that person say that all of his actions stemmed from a source of holiness? Or did they actually come from the side of Tuma? That is, all the thoughts, all the speech, all the action that a person did to serve him. Shazel Pirish, he says, after all, that's the simple translation of the word Sitra Achra Kanal. It means the other side. There are only two sides. There's either the side of Kedusha, or there's the side of Tumah. There is no Parav area. So if it wasn't holy, then it was profane. So if, bottom line is that if we're feeling numb, then there's a message. The message is there's something getting in the way. You got to go back and fix whatever it is that's acting as the barrier. Now, Umadazos. Everybody knows. Kichol eis shel adam mechashev machshavos kedoshes. A critical understanding of what goes on. As long as a person is thinking holy thoughts, nasim merkava be'ezu le'echolis hakedusha. During those times, the person becomes a virtual chariot to holiness. You're doing something holy, you're thinking something holy, you're saying something holy, the person becomes a chariot to Kedusha during those times. Shemehem mushpoyes makshavas halalu, from which come these holy thoughts. V'chein la'epech, but we must understand the opposite is true as well. Nasimer kovet temeya be'ezulei choles hatumah. The person at that time becomes a chariot to these chambers of darkness, of contamination. The same thing applies to action and to speech. So again, we're either a chariot to one, or we're a chariot to the other. Now, throwing on top of this, he says, contemplate for a moment. What about our dreams? We spend a fair amount of time in our life dreaming. For most people, our dreams are just literal stupidity. Because our nefashos are stuck in a bad place. We say in Tehillim, whose soul is able to really go up and do things? Only a person who's really a tzaddik. V'inun sitrin bishin. So what happens at night is that these evil spirits, asyinu mizdatkin bay, they come and cleave to us, umaydin le'bachal ma'milin da'alma, and we end up dreaming about the things that we do during the day. U'lezimnin d'chaychin bay, sometimes they mock the person, v'achzir le'milis sheker, they show them all kinds of false delusions, and they torture him in his dreams. Now, what's he saying here? What's he saying is that there's culpability because our dreams follow our thoughts. I can tell you that I remember distinctly, halavai, would ever get back to this place, but when I was introduced the first time to Rabbi Altine's interpretation of Likutei Torah, when they came out with those pamphlets originally, and it became accessible, it was the first time I was able to learn any of the Baltanias Maimarim. I dreamt about it at night. They were so gripping that I remember waking up in my sleep thinking about it. Because if you were doing a lot of thinking about it during the day, that's what you end up dreaming about at night. There are svarim written of people's dreams. Now, it wasn't just their dreams, but they had many svarim that they wrote when they were awake. So they ended up thinking and dreaming about things that were holy, cool things. Now, he says, to the degree that a person's going to spend time contemplating the issues we've been discussing, in his thoughts, and sometimes it's very interesting because there are many people who are this way. This type of beating up doesn't do anything for him, but they'll open up certain svarim, and that'll do it for him. Certain svarim will speak to them even during times when self-flagellation doesn't work. And the person becomes disgusted with, again, when he's talking about disgusted with self, going back to what Gavi was talking about before, we're not talking about whole self-disgust. We're talking about what we've turned into our self-definition. That's what we're disgusted with, right? The Nefesh HaBahami, who we've made primary in our lives. Kakosu b'tachlis hamiyu sulamayis chayiv mamish. Mamish should be disgusted with what we've done. Harei b'zem emayis umevaza sidrach. The result of that will be we break down this evil spirit, this dark side. Umashpilo la'ofer. We beat it into the earth. Umayrida migdulosa. And we're able to bring it down from its heights, from its arrogance, because it has the foolish arrogance to lift itself up over the true light of the godly soul, to darken its true, pure light. One more thought. During this time that we're spending alone with our beating up session, he says, verbalize your disgust. Scream, lashpila, scream at yourself. It's so amazing, because just last week we learned the pshat from the Yetiv Lev on this Gemara. Says about Tanya, the same, another way of phrasing. He says, everybody learns this Gemara. Forever, person should incite the Yetzer Tev against the Yetzer, and then he gives the three solutions: study of Torah, reading the Shema, Yaskar the Yemarisa. He says nobody addresses what is the first thing. Loyim Yargizoda. He says it is screaming at oneself. Yargiz, get angry. Dainu Lirgiz al Nefesh Abahamis. Get angry at your animal soul. Shul Yitzer Ra. Notice these words. There's a lot of talk about Nefesh HaBahami is, he says, is the Yetzer Hara. Scream at it. B'koil rash v'roigiz b'machshav t'olayma, with a screaming voice saying to it, Ata ra v'rosha u'meshuk, it's a mesur v'menuvel. You're evil, you're wicked, you're disgusting, you're, oh, these are such kishmaka words. Revolting, you're...
Abominable.
Abominable. Even Biden. Like all the names that our sages call the Yetzirah, be'emes, and say to it, Admosai, Tastia Lefonai, Oren Seif Baruch Hu, how long will you go on concealing before me the true light of the infinite, Hamamalik Olamin, he who suffuses all the worlds, Hayahivaviyah, who was, who is, and will be, Bishava, look at this. V'gam b'makam zesh ani alav, even in this lowly place where I'm occupying right now, Hashem is right here with me, and you won't allow me to see Him. K'may sh'ay arin zayf baruch hu levad, the kind of shnev ra'ilam. The Rebbein Shalom is here now, just like He was even before He created the world. B'lish shum shini, without any change. K'may sh'ksiv, like the Pasuk says, ani Hashem le'shanisi, I Hashem never change. K'yul l'mayin l'mayal zman, because He's above time and space. V'yata menobel, and you lowlife? Makhish ha'emes ha'nidol einayim. You are stupid enough and arrogant enough and foolish enough to deny the fact that everything before Hashem is almost non-existent. And how could you How are you allowing me to live in this world of deception? How dare you drag me into a place where I can't see the truth?
How do you answer it 2 weeks ago when you said that the Ibshter wants us to suffer? So if the Yetzirah comes along, right? Because you said that the Ibshter wants us to suffer, so he gets the Yetzirah to push.